Much later, I am saw a teenager sitting at the bus stop, hunched over, hands covering his face. His shoulders folded in as if the world had grown too loud. She walked over. She didn't ask any question, just sat beside him. After a moment, she held out the familiar, smooth stone. "Someone once gave this to me," she said softly. "They told me it helps you remember your life. Not right away, but if you want it to work, it will." The boy looked at her, hesitated, then took the stone. He said nothing, and Ayim stood and walked on lightly, as if her steps had become part of the light.